Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
All right. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to an Nope. I swear I've only had two sips of my Simply Spiked lemonade. But welcome back to another episode of Two Drunk Mills and a Gen Z.
That sounded like a product placement.
It did.
I swear I've only had two sips of my Simply Spiked lemonade.
This episode is brought to you by Simply Spiked. I wish. Anyways, I'm Laura.
I'm Sabrina.
You know what? It would only be Simply. The Spiked is still in the Simply brand. So the brand isn't Simply Spiked. It's Simply.
Right, but like... If I say I'm drinking...
And I'm Jocelyn, and I'm drinking a Wawa coffee.
Yum.
You're also drinking a Wawa coffee.
I am also drinking a Wawa coffee.
That Sabrina brought us.
Yeah, because Starbucks was closed.
It's crazy.
Until the 14th.
Do you know they were open on Easter?
Yeah, they closed at like 4 p.m. that day.
Oh.
The only thing near us open on Easter
was
Ulta, Five Guys, Starbucks, and Walmart.
Yep, that's it. McDonald's was open.
Okay, but McDonald's... That's McDonald's. Obviously, McDonald's was open.
Yeah, we decided to go out on an adventure.
Well, we always go out places on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday is my, like, Saturday of my week, so...
We always go to, like, Chipotle and Target. Like, I'm pretty sure that's what we do on Sunday. Sometimes we switch it up and go to Taco Bell, but,
Yeah.
But Target is still in the adventure.
And yesterday we ventured forth...
To Walmart.
And could not go anywhere.
Except we went to Ulta, but we also have a friend that works at Ulta.
So we said hi to them.
And then we left. And then we were like, oh, Chipotle's closed. Now what? And then Five Guys was open.
Five Guys was open.
So nice. We got Five Guys. And their burger was so good yesterday. And I don't know if it's because I was hungry or if it's because it was genuinely that good.
I don't know. I think it was a combination of both. I was really hungry.
Well, it's because we didn't leave until like 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we ate late.
So. Anyways, and then we were like, oh, Target's closed. I guess we'll go to Walmart.
Yeah.
We followed the routine we would have followed at Target.
Yes.
And then mom found the Portal CD.
That is a Melanie Martinez.
She found the Portal CD. I wasn't going to look, but then we were passing the aisle and I saw the Crybaby vinyl. So I scooted down with the
cart. Which is another Melanie Martinez album.
I scooted down with the cart down there and we started looking at the CDs. And then I went to go look at one thing and mom went, I'm looking in this row. And I was like, okay. So I looked at the bottom row and she went, do you love me? And I was like, yeah. Why? She's like, look.
She said she didn't love me. It was going to not be found.
I found the Portal CD.
My mom never said, do you love me? It was always, how much do you love me?
Yeah.
How much do you love me? To my response was always, depends what you got.
As it should. That should be the response. Definitely. But yeah, so that was our Easter outing. And then I made ham, green beans, and macaroni and cheese.
I made the more traditional meal of fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and corn.
And beef gravy.
And beef gravy, because that is the superior gravy.
It is the superior gravy.
Even though we were having chicken.
Yes. But beef gravy is the better gravy.
It is the better 100%. Gravy. Yeah, and we did it from British granules.
British... What?
Granules.
Okay.
British graham crackers?
How do you make beef gravy out of British graham crackers?
No, granules?
Pellets. Beef pellets.
Beef pellets?
You guys know the two podcasters? I think they're called The Basement something. They're two guys.
I don't even listen to ours.
No, Sabrina. We listen to ours.
No, we don't. Don't even lie. Don't look at me like that because no one listens to their podcast.
Okay.
Upset.
Anyways, go ahead with your basement, guys.
They're two guys, but it's not like a two-guy misogynistic podcast.
Okay.
They're genuinely funny. I get them on TikTok. I don't actually
listen. So what's the point of this?
I don't know. I just...
What is their podcast about?
Whatever they talk about.
Beef gravy?
No. And they just randomly came in my head because I saw a lot of clips of them on TikTok. Speaking of clips on TikTok, Sabrina, are you getting South Park clips on your TikTok For You page with little games being played under it?
What?
South Park clips, like on the top, and then little games being played under it.
Like Subway Surfers?
No, they don't play Subway Surfers under it. No. Subway Surfers is for like the Discord Reddit stories. I mean Reddit, not Discord. Anyways, so, okay. I get a lot of those. There was at one point where there was like 5 South Park clips and I just kept skipping through them because I've already seen half of them.
So apparently South Park is big on my child's For You.
Well, no, it used to be Family Guy.
Oh, it did used to be Family Guy.
It used to be Family Guy and Mom always used to yell at me. We could just watch Family Guy on the TV.
And now I yell at her, we can just watch South Park on TV.
I was about to call her out for making you sound like a 70-year-old smoker.
And but then she just did it.
And I was like, never mind, that was fairly accurate. No,
I did that voice because she did her voice.
Thank you. I thank you. Don't I sound just like my mother?
I know. I don't sound
I will
like
never
that.
Doubt you again.
Thank you.
Speaking of South Park, I met Trey Parker.
Speaking of South Park, I met Trey Parker. See?
I almost just spit out my Simply.
Yeah, Simply Spikes. Strawberry lemonade.
Stop with the product placement. We're not getting money for it.
I almost spit it out.
You did.
Yeah. I had to really think hard about swallowing.
That's what she said.
You had to what?
Trey Parker.
Yeah, I met Trey Parker.
And the inspiration behind Butters.
Oh boy.
Well, hey fellas.
Yeah. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And then he started talking like Cartman towards the end of the night and being drunk. So it was amazing because I had Cartman at my bar. And I did respect his authority. I did. 100%.
I can't stop saying,
okay.
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 Literally, that's all I keep saying.
And while it was exciting to have Cartman at my bar,
yeah,
I really, really just wanted to break out in song from the Book of Mormon. Like, that was all I wanted.
Did he walk up and you were like,
hello?
No, I was not, because that is not how I greet people at my
ding
bar.
Dong.
But
oh, I would have been, from then on out, that's how I would have been greeting people, everybody.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty exciting.
Okay.
And then that's made me realize my South Park love, because I did enjoy watching it. I think I probably stopped.
Bless you.
Thank
like
you.
Like continuously watching it probably after about season 12.
Yeah.
So I don't think I've really seen. I haven't seen any of the new episodes. We're on season 26.
When did that happen?
This year.
Dang.
So, it's been a minute. I made Jocelyn watch South Park Bigger, Longer, and Uncut last night.
Yeah.
Don't you think I look cute in this hat?
Yes.
But I already saw that because you showed me it.
Yeah, you saw the Big Gay Owl song already because I pulled that up on TikTok. But
you pulled it up on...
Oh, YouTube. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
I don't know. It was on the interwebs. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my exciting week I had serving cocktails and drinks to Cartman and Butters.
So did they just, like, was he sitting there being like, this is the inspiration for Butters?
No, so how that happened is one of the cocktail servers is obsessed with South Park.
Yeah.
Like, obsessed with South Park.
Yeah.
And so we were all talking and, you know, we all broke character at that point, you know. And she was like, I just want you to know my favorite show is, I don't think she said South Park, but she was like, and I named my cat after my favorite character, which is Butters. And at that point, they were like, well, this is real life Butters right here. And that's when we found out that was real life Butters.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So.
And they were totally cool just talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's even
like,
better.
I mean, when Cartman yells through your lounge, I'm so fucking famous. You're like, yeah, they don't really care. they don't care. They're going to let you know. But I think it's also because he can be anonymous when he goes out. Like, you don't really know Trey Parker's face. Especially
well, I
now
do
that.
Because I watched basketball when I was a kid. But
now he's older. Yeah. He's gained some weight. Like, the first day, as many times as he had came up to the bar and ordered a drink with me, I did not recognize his face.
Yeah.
His voice kept bothering me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I know this voice. Like, why do I know this voice? And I just wrote it off. It wasn't until the middle of day two that we realized
who it was.
Who it was.
And then she came home.
How did you realize that was him? Like, how did you?
Because I'd asked his name and he was like, my name's Trey.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, nice to meet you. And then, like, I think all of us talking about him, because we were all like, this guy seems so familiar. And then we pieced it together with his name being Trey.
Yeah.
So then we had to pull up a picture and we're like, oh my God, that's the guy sitting out there in the lounge right now. Like, so, and at that point, you know, once we all realized it, and I think he knew we all realized it, he lived it up. He lived it up.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Although I'm waiting for
an episode.
My episode of South Park to come out. Like, I think that would be so exciting. I can't say where I work.
The producers
It was Trey Parker and like three of the producers for South Park.
Yeah.
Sitting in my lounge. And I'm like, we're getting an episode. Yes, totally make fun of where I work. It'll be amazing.
I mean, that would be fantastic. So I wonder, yeah, okay.
But are they going to kill Kenny?
Well, they would have to.
Kenny dies every episode?
Every episode.
Oh my God, they killed
Kenny. I think
there
was one, right? There was one that was like a big deal that they didn't kill Kenny.
No.
Like it was like they kept alluding to that they were going to kill him. And then I don't think he actually died that episode.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Anyway, so that's been my week of Easter closures and celebrities.
Other than going out for Easter, I sat down on a chair and I looked at the wall. And I watched some South Park on TikTok.
And you should have done some.
I did, but I was trying to be funny.
Okay, me too.
You should have done school too.
I should have.
Yeah, she also should have done some school. But she was too busy gallivanting with Trey Parker.
I'm so fucking famous.
No, Kitty, that's my pot pie.
Oh, man. So good. Actually, I want it. And if I was a braver person, I would have asked him to order all his drinks as Jennifer Lopez. I am Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, really?
Have you not seen that episode?
No.
It's one of my favorite episodes. Jennifer Lopez was Eric Cartman's hand. And Ben Affleck had no idea.
I think it was for some talent show, right?
No, that was Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, it's just Jennifer Lopez the whole episode?
Jennifer Lopez. God. I am Jennifer Lopez. I like tacos and burritos. Taco, taco, taco. Like that. I don't know. I love that episode so much. So, if I was braver, I would have been like, so can Jennifer Lopez order Elvis?
No, I just love it when Mr. McKay goes,
okay.
Whenever I get a clip of him on my For You page, yeah. I always send it to my friend, and all I say is,
Okay.
I like when his parents were in class with him.
Button somewhere just that has him on it, and it says, okay. Okay.
I like when his parents were in class with him, and I forgot what they said, but they ended with, okay. And then he goes, okay. I love it too much.
Oh my goodness.
That's great.
Well, we used to, that was one of my sister's favorite characters because
it's okay.
And her initials were MK.
Nice.
Yeah.
So she's MK.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was MKS growing up, but yeah, MK.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's crazy how big of an impact like South Park has had.
And gingers.
And gingers.
And gingers, I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, because gingers only come out at night to play.
Yes. But so much. And I like that they're always current. Like, whatever is currently happening.
Yeah. That's the point.
I know. And I appreciate that nothing is off limits in the South Park universe. So.
Yeah.
Little rainbows appear. And it's like, thanks for coming to our show.
Yeah.
That sounded like a conclusion.
No, that's my conclusion.
A conclusion paragraph. I hate conclusion paragraphs. Just stop reading.
Just
what?
Sum it up. Sum it up. Be like, in the end.
Just stop reading my essay. And then it's concluded.
Per the
last five paragraphs.
Stated.
The end.
The end.
Exactly. Like, they're like, and sum up what you said. What do you mean sum up what I said?
How about I just start with a summary and then call it a day?
That's what you do. You start with a summary of what you're about to write. Then you summarize what you wrote. What?
Well, you state the 3 points or four, depending upon how many paragraphs you have for your body. But you state your 3 points and say, this is basically what we're going to cover and talk about.
Yeah, and that's then, basically summarizing what you're going to write. That's
but your thesis. Because you don't go into it. Yes, but you're thesis. Not going into it. So you're not. So the summary
but then,
is you're bringing up the main points that you brought up in your body, whereas your thesis is stating the points that you're going to be covering, but not actually going over
no.
what you've stated.
They can just stop reading my essay, and then it's concluded. The end.
I agree with
Why
that.
Why did I just get side-eyed?
You didn't. I was thinking about what you said. I'm tired. So
I was like, what did I say? You can just stop reading, and then it's concluded. A lot of people do it with books, like my mom reading one page of Harry Potter a day. And by a day, I mean...
The same page. I've gotten like...
One page away.
37.
Ask me how many cruises she's been reading it on.
All of them. And I have cruised a lot.
I think she feels obligated to read because I bring my books to the pool. And I read like at least like 3-5 chapters.
See, whereas on a cruise, I'm never outside. Unless it's a port day.
So, see, I have a thing where, like, I got my spot on the pool deck.
I avoid the pool deck unless it's night.
And if...
Okay, vampire.
I have...
I'm a ginger!
Speaking of vampires... Okay, sorry. Continue.
Hold that thought. Continue.
If I have my guys on the cruise ship that know me, then they save my pool chair for me in the morning so that I don't have to save my pool chair for me. So, yeah, I have my spots and I don't move much.
I don't like being in the heat that long. I also like being inside more.
Yeah, I burn.
It's not that I burn, it's just hot. And then I get a headache.
It's hot and I burn.
So speaking of vampires.
Oh, and the white chip reflecting on the water bothers my eyes.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got our concealer matched from our friend. And mine is so much lighter than my mother's.
Because you are lighter than your mother.
I know, but it's like vampire. I'm like, okay.
$10 says it's still probably too dark for me.
It probably is.
Well, you're more red. You have more red in your skin tone than I think Jocelyn does.
They said I had, I forgot what color. Like, it was a red color.
Pink.
Pink. Pink, pink, pink.
I'm also very pink.
You are. I am not.
No, you're more olive.
Yes. Yes, I am. Olive. And apparently I learned yesterday that makeup brands don't make foundations for olive skin tones.
No.
So, yeah, that's why I can never find a foundation to match my skin tone.
Fenty does, though. Yeah, thanks, Fenty. Rihanna.
Fenty has olive.
So. Y'all remember when Rihanna promoted her makeup brand on the Super Bowl and she did it so smoothly and slick?
With them having compacts.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It
was a quick thingy and she put on the makeup.
Right, but there was also the guy with the compact that was dancing.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I missed that Rihanna concert.
Did you?
Yeah.
I did not see it. I saw it on TikTok
later. Did you know the Eagles opened for her?
I heard they closed too.
Yeah.
Wow. Some dance to remember, some dance to when the sun shines, we shine together.
Speaking of sun shining.
Let's go ahead and do our trivia.
We have 4 different categories.
They interrupted my musical.
They are gamer life, social media, worldly travel, and wild and wacky animals.
It's always start with wild and wacky animals.
Wild and wacky animals is number one, though.
Worldly travel, social media, gamer life, and wild and wacky animals.
I'm going to eat you, Sabrina.
So let's roll our dice and see what we're going to be asking.
Rude. She could just hand it to me. There you go.
Worldly travels.
You know, the way I pick it up, I'm like presenting it to Sabrina. Yeah. I'm like,
thank goodness I'm blind.
You have glasses on.
Exactly. So what is the most bicycle friendly city in the world? Is it Tokyo, Montreal, Amsterdam, or Copenhagen?
Amsterdam.
That's what I was going to say. It was Amsterdam.
You both going with Amsterdam?
Yes.
It is Copenhagen.
Damn it.
What did you just call me?
I almost switched to Copenhagen.
It's Copenhagen.
Because I questioned it after I said it. But I had Amsterdam in my head prior to the choices.
Okay. So you were already...
So I was already kind of like... But then I was like, maybe it is Copenhagen. And it was.
I would like to go to Copenhagen.
It's Copenhagen, okay.
Okay.
But I don't want to ride a bicycle. It's just bicycle friendly.
Yeah, it's bicycle friendly. You don't have to ride a bicycle.
What are you looking for?
The dice.
I know.
It's right here.
My turn to roll anyways. Mm-hmm. We're gonna show it.
She's really excited,
well,
Mom.
I wanted to make sure she didn't hide it behind your computer again.
Three.
I love doing
social
that.
Media.
And then being like, you can't find the dice? It's really funny.
That's, see, I'm doing it in your benefit. Who is the quote-unquote most liked person on Facebook as of 2022? Is this really a thing? Come on.
Most liked person on Facebook. I could tell you the most liked Instagram post.
Is it Cristiano Ronaldo, Shakira, Eminem, or Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel seems like a Facebook guy.
the most liked?
Yes.
I don't know the first one, so I don't like him.
Okay.
Oh.
What if he's...
I can't like it something
what
I don't
What if he's
know.
Actively working on world hunger?
He's then he's, not.
He might oh, be never a cool mind. Guy.
But you just said you don't like him. You can't take
the
your word
second,
back.
Who is the second person?
Shakira.
Shakira. And this was in 2022?
Yeah.
Is that the year she did the Super Bowl?
Oh, I don't know.
No, the Super Bowl last year was Eminem.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah, it was. Okay, that's right. Eminem.
Eminem's
she was
the next
year
option.
Before. Eminem's the next option.
And then Vin Diesel.
And then Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel seems like he posts on Facebook like in Facebook.
I'm going to go Eminem.
I already said Vin Diesel like 8 times. Why are you staring?
No, I didn't know if that was your actual answer.
It is my actual answer.
It is Cristiano Ronaldo.
I don't even know who that is.
He's a soccer player.
Oh. No. That's why I don't know who that is.
Ronaldo. Cristiano.
No,
why do we like him?
Because he's a soccer player and the majority of the world does soccer.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think it's Vin Diesel.
Four.
So.
Gamer life.
Legend of Zelda.
Mario.
It's a me.
Are you guys just going to keep saying stuff?
Tetris.
Sega.
What?
Super Nintendo.
What video game featured the first Easter egg? Pong, Adventure, Super Mario Bros., or Pac-Man?
Pac-Man.
Hang on, what were the options again?
Pong, Adventure, Super Mario Bros., or Pac-Man.
First Easter egg?
Air quotations. Why did you air quotations? I'm the one that does that.
Oh, I don't know. Part of me wants to say Adventure, but also part of me wants to go with Super Mario Brothers. You know what, we'll go... Adventure.
What do you say, Sabrina?
Pong?
Jesus, I gave birth
adventure.
To you.
I'm going Adventure.
The answer is Adventure.
It is Adventure.
I gave birth to you.
I wonder who gave birth to me.
Wow, you know what?
I am your mother.
Sabrina, I was about to reference a story we told off air. So,
about what?
There's a beer line at MegaCon. Do y'all want to know about the beer line at MegaCon?
I don't want to talk about this on the air, guys. Guys, let's have a 40-minute dissertation before we start recording, because I don't want to talk about this.
Do y'all want to know about the beer line?
They're not going to answer you, Jocelyn. They can't hear you.
Kayla,
right now.
Answer me, please.
They cannot
I know
hear
you'll
again.
Answer me, Kayla.
She was not allowed to stand in the beer line,
first
but
of
my
all,
friend's four-year-old
No,
was.
I'm telling the story. Y'all,
I summarize.
Do not summarize conclusion my essay.
Moving my microphone and putting myself back further just because it got very passionate in here. Very passionate.
Everyone, shh. Anyways, so.
It's a lot.
Mom's friend wanted dragon's milk or whatever, even though she's like, man, I really hate dragon's milk. Let's go get some. So I was like,
that is actually accurate to what happened.
So I was like, okay. So my mother and I were standing in line for her while she was talking to her friend because she knows everyone and anyone. Everyone knows her.
I'm listening. Go ahead. No, it's just a photo. Continue on. Everyone knows her.
Everyone knows her. Y'all know her. Okay. Why did you both take a sip of your coffee at the same time?
Because we're enjoying your
Anyways,
story time, bro.
She has a four-year-old, and Mom was like, hey, Jocelyn, can you go get her? Because they're checking IDs and giving wristbands. So I was like, okay, girly. And so I went and got her, and I was like, hey, you gotta go in line. They're getting wristbands and stuff. And the lady handing out the wristbands looks at me so condescendingly, and she's like, you can back me up. You saw how she looked at me.
Yes.
And she was like, I need to see your ID. And I was like, so I motioned to Mom to show her ID. And she's like, oh, if you don't have an ID, you can't stand in the line. You know how many little kids are running around in that line? And then I had to
Bet none of them had IDs.
Exactly. And then I had to awkwardly stand off to the side.
Well, you made it awkward.
I didn't make it awkward.
You could have normally stood off to the side.
It was awkward because people kept running.
And that's because there was 150,000 people.
Anyways, it made no sense to me. It made no sense.
It doesn't make any sense to me either.
Thank you. Anyways, Sabrina said that she would have defended me. Mom didn't defend me. She said, go sit over there.
And that is why.
And then kids ran all over me.
Sabrina has more kids than I do.
Sabrina has like 87 kids.
I'm pretty sure.
And only two of them are hers.
And then every week I feel like she gets another one.
It's true. Like, now I'm adopting elderly.
And I also tried to pawn mine off on her today.
And then sometimes I go with her 87 kids. And then one of the little kids she babysits is so cute. But I learned he talks now.
So now maybe not so cute.
But now it's just not mindless babble. It's not like, do you want another goldfish? And he's like, meh. And then I give him a goldfish. And then he reaches his hand out for another goldfish. I'm like, girly, you still have one in your hand and one in your mouth. Finish those. And then he's like, oh, okay. And pulls his hands away. And then I realize I ate too many goldfish and he's not going to have any. So I stop and wait.
And this is why he wanted to make sure he had another goldfish in his hand. Yeah.
He already had one in his hand.
He was sitting in his little wagon and he goes, I see how quickly she's eating those.
I love goldfish.
I need
Bitches
to make sure.
Eating all my goldfish.
I need to make sure I get more.
We have a BJ size package of individually wrapped goldfish. There's one goldfish in a little thingy. No, I'm kidding. It's like little bags of goldfish.
Yeah.
In a giant BJ's box. Because we got a BJ, so now everyone near us is raving.
We are like, hey, did you get your BJ's membership?
Even though they don't check it.
I'll take you.
I never seen them check it.
Not when you go in, but when you can't buy anything unless you scan your membership card.
Yeah.
Well, you can walk through
for Sam's Club, you gotta show. They're like, no entry. You can't see all this bulk stuff if you don't.
Do you have a membership to the bulk warehouse?
I got pillows at BJ's and they are nice. Get the $16 two-pack of BJ's pillows and not the $4 flat Target pillows. You'll sleep like a baby.
Roll.
We got one more round.
Let's go, sleeping baby.
They don't like my story time.
It's a cool story, bro.
No! See you next time I give you an answer. Here you go.
Gamer life.
I didn't present that one to Sabrina.
I heart you.
Which iconic video game character was originally designed to be a placeholder?
Your mom.
Was it Yoshi, Pikachu, Link, or Kirby?
Kirby. It's probably Link. It's a Link.
Why are you staring at me?
No, I don't know.
Are you sticking with Kirby?
Don't be giving answers out here.
I'm not. I'm not you.
She looked like she was really deep in thought, and like I saw little veins in her head and little
like those right there.
Yeah, and little screws, and I was really concerned for her.
She smelled burning, and now she's brushing my hair from a distance.
I am, because your hair like kind of flopped. I take a picture and post it on the Instagram.
So was Yoshi, Pikachu, Link, or Kirby a placeholder?
Link.
I said Yoshi.
You both are incorrect.
It was Kirby?
It's Kirby.
Oh, yeah.
Link
is
literally like the main hero of Legend of Zelda.
I know, but sometimes like maybe that was supposed to be a placeholder.
Like he's like literally the only person you can play as.
Well, sometimes that's why that would have been like the bigger like what?
Yeah, it would have been the bigger what, but it wasn't.
No, I'm just an idiot.
I'm just letting you guys know, May 12th, you will lose me for an extended period of time as the new Zelda game comes out.
You know, I haven't played any Zelda games since the original.
It's my turn to roll.
Oh.
So yeah, May 12th, new Legend of Zelda. Thor. Why are we stuck?
I thought you said Thor.
Me too. I was like, we don't have a Thor card. We don't
All right, gamer life. Grand Theft Auto 5 had an estimated budget of how much money? 2.5 million, 5 million, 2.5 billion, or 5 billion?
Wait, we say that? I was posting on our
Instagram. Grand Theft Auto 5.
No, I need GTA. What's the options?
2.5 million, 5 million, 2.5 billion, or 5 billion?
5 million.
I was also going to say 5 million.
2.5 billion.
For a video game?
Yeah. Doesn't that just kind of make you want that? Like, I...
For a video game.
What does it make you want to do?
Because, like, you know how many people that could feed? And house?
Yes. You know, I could live off of that probably for the rest of my life.
You and, like, six generations later.
I wasn't worried about them. I was just concerned about me.
Because, like, 999,999,999 plus one is $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could probably give me, like, $10 million and I would probably be set.
That's bold of you to assume I'd give you anything.
I'd give you something, Sabrina.
Thank you.
I was kidding, Sabrina.
It wouldn't be $10 million, but she'd give me something.
Yeah, she'd be like, here's $5.
No, I'd give her like...
But like $10 million would set me up for a long period of time.
Right.
Like $2.5 billion.
It's crazy. Crazy.
That's ridiculous.
I just, you know, like I tell people right now, I'm like, dude, I would be happy with like $50,000 right now.
God, I'd be happy with like $500. Who are we kidding?
You know what? You're right. But I was just thinking of trying to pay off like my car. And
I'd be happy
bills.
With $10.
Like, girl, you're not wrong. I'd be happy with that too. We get another gamer life.
Okay. We need a, thank goodness this is our last question because like I'm over gamer life right now.
Well, after that $2.5 billion,
my God. Which living bird has the largest wingspan?
That is not a gamer life.
Okay, we've done so many gamer lives, Sabrina.
But I rolled a 4.
Well, now I already know this answer.
All right, what's the largest?
I rolled 4 twice.
No.
The word Pokemon is generally considered to be a translation of which phrase? Capsule monster, magic monster, collectible monsters, or pocket monsters?
Pocket monster.
We're all waiting for you.
I thought we were going to ask another question.
So did I for a minute. I was like, well, I just got that answer right too fast or something.
Yeah, she was like, fine, I'm not doing this anymore.
No. I was putting the wild and wacky animal card I already read like in the middle of the deck where I'd forget about it.
I would either go capsule monster or pocket monster.
Go with the right answer.
Yeah, mom.
Fine.
She sounds like my teachers when I need help on a test.
Just pick the right answer.
Hey,
pick
I don't really right understand answer. What this question means. So you have to read it. Okay.
And then pick the right answer.
Okay, thanks.
I'm gonna go capsule monster.
Sabrina's right.
Pocket monster. You let me have that one. Because that's like the only thing I know about Pokemon.
Sabrina loves Pokemon.
Oh, that and there's a little ball thrown at Pikachu, but he doesn't live in a ball.
You know, he hates living in it. He's always out of it, which is the reason why he gave Ash so trouble in the first episode of Indigo League.
Do you know that 88% of children can identify over 100 Pokemon, but they cannot identify over 100 animals in the wild? Do you want to know why that is?
Because animals don't hand out cards.
No, animals don't yell their name at you.
That's true. If I was walking past this girl and it was like, squirrel, I'd be like, oh, that's what you are.
Yeah. Do Pokemon yell out their names?
Yeah, that's all they say. Pokemon can only say their names.
Oh. Not Meowth.
Yeah, Meowth is the only one that can talk. But like Pikachu will only say Pikachu.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so you know what Pokemon they are.
Like if I was walking past Zero and she was like Zero, I'd be like, oh,
no,
you're
she
Zero.
Would be like dog.
No.
Dog.
No.
Dog, dog.
Dog. No, she's Zero.
That's what I'm pretty sure the dogs are saying when they bark.
Dog.
Dog.
Dog. Dog.
Actually, my dog has a very high vocabulary.
Okay. A very high vocabulary?
I do not.
Very high vocabulary. In my head, I literally went, so she says dog like this. Dog, dog.
Actually,
dog, 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 dog.
Actually, whenever I imagine, like, you know, like you imagine your animals talking in your head.
Sure.
Spoiler, she sounds like me when I'm telling her to watch it on TV.
Dog, dog,
dog,
dog.
So if you want to see my adorable little puppy dog, I post her on the Instagram. You could also just like ask me for a picture and I'll send you like 80 because she's the cutest thing in the world.
Yes.
Anyways, she's a size
zero.
She's a size zero.
She is 3 pounds. Her brothers are not 3 pounds. Her brothers are way bigger than her. But that's okay. She's very tiny for her age. Also, she still has her puppy colors. But that's besides the point.
Apparently, in her past life, she was a chain smoker. And
I'll get to her past life in a second.
Oh, God.
My father and I came up with her backstory. Anyways.
My dog has a backstory.
Well, yeah. It's her
don't
past.
They all?
It's her past life. I don't know what to tell you. Anyways, I just imagine her being like,
I want to go outside.
That's what my 3.5 pound dog.
Oh, my God, you're home.
Dog, dog.
I
dog.
Miss you.
Dog.
For reference, she's a petite little girl. Anyways, her backstory is she is a deli owner in like New York City.
In the 40s.
She was like, what do you want on your sandwich, sweetheart?
Pastrami on rye. Well, add a pepperoni. You gotta pick something else. Yeah, I know you love the pepperoni.
That was my dog in her past
life. Give him pastrami on rye.
But I asked for turkey.
I only have pastrami.
Pastrami on rye.
And she knew all the locals that came in. She remembered them by name and order. And that's why everyone loved her.
Name in order?
Yeah, like she knew
like she put their names in order. And they came in out of order. They had to wait until the name ahead of them got there.
Names and order. She knew your name and your order.
It was on the wall, and she would be like, Sabrina, you showed up before Laura. You gotta wait.
No, no, she knew your name and your order. Sabrina's mind just goes anywhere and everywhere.
Legit just clicked that she meant, like, order, like, what you order. Because it was just, like the order you arrived.
Well, we were telling Sabrina, we were telling Sabrina that sometimes we order our caramel macchiato upside down so we don't have to mix it. She said, oh, the barista is on his head?
I know.
I was like, God, no wonder it takes forever for your coffee.
The barista, if we order it upside down, we're the ones that are upside down, not the barista.
Yeah.
My dog.
But you had it made upside down.
Wait. My dog is sitting on my lap and she's getting flashbacks to her past life. She's actually sleeping, but.
But she yelled out, pastrami and
rye. Why are you only saying pastrami and rye?
That's all she had at her deli.
She had a variety of options. Thank you very much.
She had a variety of options, but she only served
pastrami. No, she didn't. You don't know my dog's past life the way I do.
We've had conversations
with
about
mortadella cheese.
She knew what time.
I think that's a meat too, though.
She knew what time everyone was coming in and had their order ready.
See, and this is why I got confused when she was like, they're out of order.
They're out of order. Get back in line. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us for
wild ride.
Another unpredictable episode.
What do you want today, honey?
And a Gen Z. Until next time.
What? You don't want your normal order?
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @Podfix on Twitter, @official_Podfix on Instagram, @Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.